Should we just talk about that slow start coming out, having just one field goal in the first half? Can you talk about how frustrating that is?
Well, I thought we got good looks from three, and I thought we were right at the basket as well, too. I think we rushed a few at the basket. We worked on shot faking at the goal this week and didn't do that. And you know, they were physical, and which is what a good defensive basketball team is supposed to do. But I credit our defense that one field goal in the first period and still be up one. It was a really good effort by our ladies.
How did you have to change the way that your team was looking at the game to kind of correct that slow shooting?
Stay confident. Stay confident when you get your shot, and you know they were pressing and going back into a zone, and you can't stand against a defense like that. You know they will match you in spots, and then if you just stand there, you won't get an open look. You'll be heaving up a three late in the shot clock. So you know, if we're fortunate enough to play them again in the tournament, we'll have to, you know, we'll do some things to adjust.
Maggie really came through in the second half with the 4 3-pointers at that point. Just talk about her performance.
Outstanding. We trust her to shoot it. She hasn't played like a freshman. You know, not only does she do that, she has a tough defensive assignment. She's our reversal player in our press, which is a big responsibility to not turn the basketball over. And she's as cool as the other side of the pillow doing that. So I trust her with the ball.
There's a portion of this game where it really felt like we're just waiting for a player to step up and kind of take the game under their control. Do you feel like anyone specifically on the team did that?
I thought it was a team effort. I said Maggie hit some threes. You know, Ari was disappointed. She missed a few shots, but came back before she fouled out and had two big baskets going to the goal. You know, Brandy, once again, I can go through, you know, name after name with it, but it was a team effort, especially on defense in the fourth period.
So speaking about Ari and the shot she had, like, talk about her leadership, her performance, especially in the second half on the court.
Yeah, I mean, she's a leading rebounder for us, and we need her to score around the basket and be active. And then those two baskets, we went from two down to two up, and then it's, you know, it leaves a hole when she fouls out.
Could you just talk about how each game's turning these really close, long, dragged-out battles and the benefits and maybe even the disadvantages that's going to have on your team?
Well, it's February basketball in the conference. There's no surprises. You know, we know what each team knows what defense running, knows the players and personnel and how teams try to score. And, you know, I think across the country, you know, games are lower scoring, a little more physical, and it's just the way it is.
I don't know if you've had a chance to look, but Morehead State and Martin both lost tonight. That kind of bridges the gap between the five where y'all are at and the three to just one game. Could you talk about that in the OVC and that?
Hadn't looked at that whatsoever. We're going to try to get better tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you,
Coach.
Thank you.
Congratulations.